Live local high school basketball is on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson's Sports Authority, and online around the world at JacksonESPN.com. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by the Protection Center, American Title Company, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, the Collector Zone, Alro Steel, and Alro Metals Outlet, County National Bank, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Jim Winter Auto, Lafier Realty, OmniSource, ProCare Automotive, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Blair's Car Care, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Penn Chiropractic Center. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
All right, Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman coming to you live. Hanover Horton High School, where the conference getting ready to take on the Manchester Flying Dutch. Matt, early season, it's our first look at Hanover Horton, so I'm glad to be here tonight. They've got a big game coming up on Thursday with Michigan Center, and those two kind of expect it to be the class of the Cascades Conference.
Yeah.
So,
I actually got to see Hanover's only loss, and that was against Concord.
Sure.
Now, they played that game without Laquetta, and you know, I think they were going through some growing pains. I mean, they lost, you know, four starters off last year's team, so, you know, it was more of a chemistry issue. Plus, Concord, you know, Concord matched up pretty well with them in that game. But, you know, really since then, Hanover's been, they've been pretty much lights out.
Yeah, and 5-1 on the season, 3-0 in the league, coming off a 68-27 win over Addison. And that's an Addison team that went to the regionals last year. They have that big kid, Zisk. So, you know, to come out and dominate them like that bodes very well for the Comets. And like I was saying, Matt, a lot of expectations on the Cardinals this year, coming back with a lot of guys, and you can't forget Hanover. And until they lose, The road to the Cascades Conference Championship goes through Hanover Horton.
Exactly. I mean, that's, and I, you know, you're a Michigan Center guy, and, you know, and I know we're talking about Thursday's game, but, yes, until Hanover gets beat, the road to the Cascade Championship and this district.
And this district, for sure.
Goes through Hanover Horton.
And again, coming up that 68-27 win over Addison, Jay McMillan puts in 19 points, Preston Laquetta. Still only a couple games back from injury, he puts up 12, and Kyle Spink adds 12 points for them. And really, you've seen Jay McMillan be tremendous all season, double figures every game. He's got a couple games of double-digit rebounding, so he's key to what they do. We understand he's not going to start tonight.
Well, they lost four starters, but they had no problem filling in the gaps.
And McMillan transfers.
Yep.
You still have Laquetta, who was in that starting lineup last year.
You know, Laquetta was ranked, I saw Detroit Free Press, Detroit News, one of them was ranked as one of the top 50 players in the state.
Wow.
So he's legit. He's a big guy who's smooth. He can step outside. He's got a sweet-looking shot. And
he can top up and go down the block.
He's got the size.
So.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, good things for him. You mentioned the only loss for Hanover Horton was 47-45 to Concord. And that was prior to Preston Laquetta coming back. And early in the season, and like we said, when we saw Concord early against Michigan Center, they weren't quite what they are going to be by the end of the year either. So that's another team that I'd like to see again a little later on in the year, Concord.
Could be interesting.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Dutchmen, 1-7 on the year, 0-3 in the league. Their last game lost 56-20 to Vanacook Lake. Their lone win coming versus Clinton, 36-35, had to be a slobber knocker on that one.
Game one.
Yeah.
Had
to
been game one, first game of the year. So
Dalton Boot, who's also their quarterback, is one of their go-to guys. So we'll look to see what we get from him tonight. The Dutch and the Comets getting ready to lock up.
You know, luckily, these games aren't playing on paper, because on paper, this appears it could be a long night for Manchester. But you know, these games are not played on paper. You know, these are 15, 16-year-old kids that got to go out and compete. But I think Manchester's got an uphill battle.
All right, so we'll take a four-minute break here on the pregame, head you to the tip-off not too far away, starting lineups when we come back, and we'll get your game action going on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
from Hanover Horton, and we're just about ready to get the action going here. Just a couple minutes still on the clock for the pregame. Matt, go ahead and give us the starters for tonight. Go ahead and give us the starters.
All right, for the Flying Dutchman, we have Dalton Booth, a 6'1 senior. Reese Dresch, who is a 6'1 freshman, one of two freshmen in the starting lineup tonight for Manchester. Paul Durheim, a 5'11 sophomore. Devin Kelly, he's 6'6 freshman. And then John Sarathakis, got to say that name all night. He is a 6'7 junior. They're big. They, you know, you look at their starting lineup, they start 6'6, 6'7, 6'1, 5'8, 6'1. So this is a big team, but young.
Youth on the team. And what do we got for Hanover Horton?
For the Comets, we have they're starting a little bit different lineup tonight. They got Austin Shepard, a 6-foot senior. Evan Harold, a 6'5 junior. Hunter Zeman, a 5'10 junior. Brendan Burke, a 6'1 senior. And then 32, Preston Laketa, their big 6'5 senior. Coach Chad Mortimer for the Comets. And Jake Kuzno is the head coach at Manchester. So.
And you know, while we haven't, they graduated some seniors and they lost a lot of their lineup. When you start looking at the list, you're still going, you know, we called Laketa's name a lot last season. Brendan Burke was brought up a lot. Hunter Zeman. And, you know,
this team,
McMiller and Spink, who aren't starting, but those are names we called last year. So while you think they lost a lot of guys, there's experience on this roster.
They reload every year.
Every year, that's what
they do. They graduate good players, and they have good players that take their positions. That's why they are what they are. That's why they've won 15 district championships in a row, 14 or 15, whatever it is.
Whatever number it's
whatever
on
number
now.
Whatever it is. So that's why they do what they do.
So we're looking forward to seeing Hanover Horton for our first time tonight. Of course, you can listen along at JacksonESPN.com. On the broadcast tonight, Able Heating and Cooling, Jim Winter Auto, ProCare Automotive, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Blair's Car Care, Lomar Machine and Tool, Penn Chiro Practice Center, the Jackson YMCA. Just a little bit of time left, Matt, for no join fees at the Jackson YMCA this month. Get in shape for 2016.
Yeah.
Over 150 fitness classes every month.
Is that right? You go out there?
I enjoy many of the Wise Fitness classes.
All right.
With my wife or with my friends, it's fun.
That's why you're a lean, mean fighting machine, right?
I don't know about that, but if I could push away a couple of those nacho plates, I might be better off. So we're just, again, just moments away from getting things started here. We'll take a 3-minute break on the pregame. Come back with the opening tip on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, glad to be here live, Hanover Horton High School. And we are just about ready to get things underway. We're getting starting lineups announced here in the building and enjoying that. They got a high-powered introduction going on here. Though they left the lights on, so it's not as...
It's not like the palace.
Right, it's not. It's close.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Morver before the game. They actually have a girls' game tonight, which is why the crowd, there's not a very big crowd. This is not a typical Hanover Horton crowd.
They segmented the crowd.
They did. They have a girls' game
the ladies
on the road, and that's, I think that's one of the issues that people complain about with the change of seasons is when they do this.
Sure. And here we go. They've been announced. The officials are taking the floor. And, Matt, you know, I've heard multiple times here in the game they're looking for more officials for these games.
They are.
Shortage. The average age of a high school official, 52.
Well, that's why I got registered last year.
And so bring the age
Lindsay.
Down.
Lindsay worked her first tournament last weekend.
Oh, right. Like,
and I encourage parents to do that. I mean, it's
sure.
It's good spending money.
Extra income, and you've been officiating from the
stands
probably for most of your life anyway.
Exactly. Might as well get paid for it.
Exactly. All right, and Laketa takes to the jump ball circle right across from Sarathakis, our best guess at his name. And the Dutch get the tip. Don't grab it. Let it go out of bounds, and it's going to be a Hanover ball. Long tip going to the end of the court, and
they had a chance at it and just let it go. I guess he thought Laqueta tipped it. But it'll be Hannibal Horton ball under the basket. Burke to inbound. Gets to the top, and Austin Shepard. Now from the wing, Shepard will drive. Kicks back to the top. Burke, opposite wing. Zeman, three, no good. Rebound, Laqueta, and the putback is good. 2-0, Comets.
He's a smooth player. Cool as the other side of the pillow, as Stuart Scott would say.
Made it look good. Dutch on the offense from the wing. Get a little dribble drive. Picks up the dribble. Dresch looking to kick out. Zeman jumps in the passing lane. Nearly picks it off. It'll say Dutch ball.
I'm curious to watch. I mean, they got two freshman starters out here for Manchester, and you know, that's why maybe they're seeing some growing pains. But you know, obviously, when you start two young kids, the future's bright. But against a team like Hanover,
Dalton Boot on the drive, picks up a dribble in the paint, loses it. Actually, whistled for the travel, and it'll be Comet ball, leading 2-0, 7:16 to go, first quarter. Burke will bring it up for the Comets. Crosses the midline. Back to the top of Burke. Back to the wing here. Austin Shepard. Shepard to Burke. Still at the top of the key. Trying to look into the paint. Zeman. Dribble drive. Picks up. Now skip pass to Shepard. Now he'll drop it down. Laqueta baseline. Three-pointer is good. Laqueta with five early points for the Comets.
Showing his inside and then his outside game.
Yeah, shoulder looks healthy. Early 5-0 lead for the Comets. Dutch on the attack. Dribbling across the top. Shepard looking for the steal. And we get some contact at the top. That'll be the first foul of the game tonight. That goes against Austin Shepard. 6.5 on the clock. Another Dutch inbound. Looking for Dalton Boot. From the sideline inbound. Gets it in, nearly stolen. Now the jumper goes up from the baseline. Short, rebounded in the paint.
Here comes the Comets.
Evan Harrell. Shepard drive, drops to the baseline. Harrell now back out to Shepard. Shepard finds Burke on the wing. He shoots the three. Short. Battle for the rebound. Last touch, Comets out of bounds. Dutch ball. And Dalton Boot will bring it up for the Manchester Flying Dutchman. A lot of pressure on the ball here for the Comets early in the man-to-man defense.
Making it tough for them to run their offense. It's hard to run your offense when you're 25 feet from the basket.
A little dribble drive looking for the pull-up. Knocked loose. Harrell, that was Devin Kelly for the Dutch on the handle. He actually touches it last. Goes out of bounds, and there's a turnover and another Comet possession. Brendan Burke dribbling the ball up now over the midline. Gets to Zeman on the wing. Dribble across the top. Opposite wing, Shepard thinks about a three. Now he feeds Harrell in the paint. Shepard drives, gives to Laqueta. Tip shot's good. Preston Laqueta, great position in the paint. He's got all seven of Hanover Horton's points. It's a 7-0 lead with 5.5 to go first quarter.
This little pass right there kind of tipped it to himself. Kept possession and laid it in easily.
Dresch on the drive here for the Dutch, and he'll draw a foul. Second team foul against the Comets so far. And you're absolutely right, Matt. You get the feeling Manchester has no comfortability, not getting into their offense at all. And another traveling call going against the Dutch on the inbound. 5:07 to go. 7-point lead. Comets ball.
We're 3 minutes in, and Manchester's turned the ball over four times, and the one shot they took was an air ball, so it's not a great start for Manchester.
Louis Jeffries into the game for the Comets. Looking to get the pass in the wing. Overthrown there by Laqueta, out of bounds.
trying to get a tip on that, and official said, nope, we're going the other way.
4:54 on the clock, 7-0 advantage here for the Hanover Horton Comets. All Preston Lucetta. He's got 7.
So he's on pace for what? Do the math there.
Oh, man. Ask me at the end of the quarter.
56, close to
there you go.
More than that. 60.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Dalton Boot dribbles it up for the Dutch. Gets the screen. Looking to feed the high post. Knocked loose. Now back to Boot down in the paint. He'll back it out. Looks to drive. Jump shot. The elbow. Short. Tried to save it. Out of bounds. Stepped on the line. It'll be Comets ball. Devin Kelly trying to keep possession for the Dutchman. Still struggling to find any room here on the offense. Louis Jeffries takes the inbound. Jeffries to Burke. Burke dribble, step back, tries to feed the high post, stolen. And the run out for the Dutch. All the way, partially blocked, and the Comets get the rebound. They're running the other way. Burke on the drive, drops off to Jeffries.
Double dribble.
Double dribble.
Oh.
We're going to get a whistle. He took two dribbles, picked up his dribble, then dribbled again.
And the, I saw it. Coach saw it.
Coming from the Manchester bench, they're not happy about it.
He missed it. It was definitely double dribble.
Jeffries to inbound for the Comets. Drops it into Harold. Shot up, partially blocked. That'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Manchester basketball. A little pressure. They can't get it into Boot. They'll get it into Dresch instead. Now he'll cross-court pass to Boot. Dribbles up to the three-point line. Picks up his dribble. And Kelly. Dribble drive. Now he'll kick it out to Boot. Boot gets a screen. Open look for three. No, he drops it down to Kelly. Turnaround jumper. In and out. Tipped rebound. Harold pulls it down. Looks like he walked with it, but the ball goes loose. Tap comes to Preston Lucetta. A lot of pressure near the midline. He saves it to Jeffries. Now Jeffries will drive into the paint, and he'll get some contact down there.
A little sloppy here.
3:35 to go first quarter. 7-0 Comets in front. A couple substitutions coming in. Lucetta hits the bench. Gunnar Snyder off the pine. And Jared Van Kampen joins him along with Seth Vincent now in the game. We've also got Tyler Dufford on the court. And Jeffries again still in for the Comets. Long inbound into the backcourt from under the basket, and the Comets take possession. Tyler Dufferin gives to Jeffries, shouts out the offensive play. Vincent on the wing, back to Jeffries at the top, long look at a three, and it's through. First non-Preston Lucetta points for the game. It's 10-0, Hanover Horton.
That's a long triple right there. That was out Seth Curry range.
Yeah, fine. There's a few kids in this league who don't really have a conscience about how far out they shoot it.
You know, the other thing about this league too is, and I was thinking about this, they've had some incredible size. You know, Addison's had some big kids. I'm looking right here, like we said before the game, they got 6'6", 6'7" in the starting lineup for Manchester.
Yeah, they've got some size, and it hasn't been a huge advantage so far. I mean, really, they haven't been able to get down into the post because they're getting so much pressure out on the ball. Dalton Boot looking for room for the Manchester Dutch.
You got to have guard play to go along with that size. And that's one thing that Hanover Horton has every year.
And we got a scrum on the floor here after a loose ball. Get a whistle. It looks like it's going to go against the Dutch. Hanover Horton ball, Gunnar Snyder. Will inbound to Jeffries. 2:46 to go first quarter. 10-0 our score on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM for Alro Steel and Alro Metals Outlet, County National Bank. Jeffries hustles it over the midline. Hits the wing, feet into the paint. Dribble drive now kicked across the lane out. Another dribble drive. This time it is good. Seth Vincent.
Hey, Manchester's playing some pretty good half-court defense right here.
Skip pass to Vincent. Vincent looking for Snyder down in the block. Bad pass, out of bounds. It'll be Manchester ball.
Hanover's a little sloppy. They're up 10-0, but Coach Mortimer over there, he's not real happy with the sloppiness. As he shouldn't be.
Dalton Boot takes the inbound. Casually dribbles over midcourt there. Now he hustles a bit, driving into the paint. Teardrop shot up and good. First points now for the Dutch. 2:15 to go. It's 10-2 Comets. Dalton Boot on the drive and a nice bit of a jump. What do you call that? A little teardrop jump shot, kind of.
Little George Gervin shot.
There you go. We'll take it, a George Gervin.
The Iceman.
Jared Jeffries showing the dribble drive. Now a three-point shot up and no good. Rebounded Comets. Second attempt. Seth Vincent looking to get a shot up. Bench wanted to travel. Jeffries on the drive. Looked like he stepped on the end line, but we're going to get a whistle against him.
I think he got nudged. I think they got that one right.
Jeffries the inbound now for the Comets from under the basket. Gets it into Snyder. Baseline behind the arc. Now it's Vincent at the top. Finds Jeffries. Setting things up. Jeffries gets a screen at the top. Now Vincent on the wing. Thinks about a pass to Snyder on the baseline. Instead kicks out to Jeffries, who will drive. Now he kicks. Finds Snyder on the baseline. His hands by Manchester knocked the ball away. Out of bounds to the Comets. To our score, 1:23 to go, first quarter. Live from Hannibal Horton, inbound to Snyder. Nice position on the low block. And he puts it up in good. 12-2 now our score.
Nice little steal right there.
Yeah, we always look to score on the inbound, Matt. When I was playing, some things never change. It looks like.
Oh, travel.
We've seen that happen a few times this year, too, and that's a not uncommon play. You think a guy's open, you go to make the pass, and you just at the last second notice it's probably a turnover. You drag a foot or take an extra step, and it becomes a turnover anyway. Another substitution off the Hanover Horton bench. Diavion McCann. I'm going to just call him McCann. So I'm not sure I got that right. McCann's got the ball now.
I think you got it.
I think I did all right. Vincent now. He'll drive to the elbow area. Pete Snyder down to the block. Pump fake, no good. Blocked. Sarathukis. The other name we can't get. 6'7". And there's a difference maker you can get when you've got that kind of size. Nice shot block on Snyder. Under a minute now to go first quarter. 12-2. Comets still in front with the ball. Five team fouls on Manchester in the early going here. Pressure on the ball out deep. Feeding Snyder on the block again. Little jump hook in the lane, no good. Rebound tip, Snyder ends up with it. Shot up and in and out. But he'll get whistled and a trip to the stripe for Snyder. 16 foul on Manchester. 36.1 on the clock, 12-2 our score.
I like that, 36.1. That's got a little ring to it. It's kind of like you're coming your calling.
It's my trademark?
It's your trademark, I think. I'm glad guessing.
Snyder calmly knocks down the first of the pair. Substitution.
It's kind of like George Blaha a little bit, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you know, it's...
Well, you can't go wrong emulating the great George Blaha. Yeah. Michigan Association of Broadcasters Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Snyder hits the second of the pair. 14-2 our score. 35 seconds and another chance for the Dutch to cut into the lead. With 15, Paul Durheim with it. He gets a screen. He'll drive. Now he kicks out and feeds. Number 5, Jacob Dodek. Loose ball. Raced down by John Burley. And he'll dribble up.
Got away with the travel right there, too.
Hands off to Kelly. Awkward shot from the free throw line. We'll get a whistle. And it's going to go against Hannibal Horton. Keep it down here with 9 seconds on the clock. The Dutch will have one more shot at it.
Almost stepped out of bounds.
5 seconds, the ball's loose. Kelly dives on it. And now we'll get a tie-up. So 1.5 on the clock. Jump ball.
Did you hear that? When he went to the floor and he slid. And he could slide 85 feet. It's not traveling. I hear people, travel. It's not traveling. Now, if he tries to get up or he rolls over, it's travel. But you could slide across that floor on a loose ball.
Okay.
But I could hear, you could hear it from up here, this raucous crowd here.
The faithful for both sides. Cozy Hanover Horton Gym here.
Yep. I got a feeling it's going to be a little bit larger crowd on Thursday night.
I would guess.
I'm going to go out on a limb right now.
Well, let me point out some special guests in the crowd. I do see Michigan Center head coach Travis Gaddy made the trip with his assistant Brian Haynes sitting at the top of the bleachers over there. A little scouting trip for the Cardinals heads.
You know what he's going to get out of this game? Zero.
So far he didn't get to see the actual starting lineup that we would normally see.
Probably actually maybe coming to watch Manchester.
Oh, maybe so.
Because he's not going to get anything out of this game from Hanover. No chance.
Maybe they just enjoy a nice Cascade.
I think, you know what, they like the popcorn here at Hanover.
Inbound and a heave three. No good. So at the end of one, 14-2 is our score. We'll take a 1-minute break here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, second quarter action, 14-2, our score, the Comets in front of the Manchester Flying Dutch. And Zeman back on the floor, looks like we got the Stardust. Nice look to find Harold down in the block, wide open for the finish. Zeman feeding the post. The Comets expand their lead to 16-2.
Harold had he led them with three rebounds that first quarter. Manchester only 1-for-7 from the field in that first quarter, while Hanover was 5 out of 12.
On the other end, feeding the block down to the Dutch, Reese Dresch. And he gets an elbow in the back, foul caught on the ground. Dutch ball. That's just the fourth team foul against the Comets. Looking at inbound, hand knocks it loose. Comets come away with it on the break. Drops out to Harold behind the three-point line. He kicks it to Zeman. Zeman looking to feed. It looked like it went off one of the Dutch defenders. They're going to call it out on the Comet. And it'll be Manchester ball. Inbound there. John Burley. We've got Dodak bringing it up for the Dutchman. Trying to get into play. Picks up the dribble. Gets some pressure. And that's a timeout coming from the Manchester bench. 7:04 on the clock.
Safe turnover right there. That's going to be a 5-second call.
Yeah, we'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming back to you live from Hanover Horton High School. Back in action here. Manchester gets the ball in. Ah, pass knocked away by Harold.
Travel.
On the run out. Austin Shepard whistled for the travel. Trying to stop his momentum, drug the foot a little bit.
Good call.
16-2 our score, 6:50 to go first half. Manchester comes back on the attack. Jacob Dodick. Nice pass. Down to the baseline. They'll kick back out to Dodick. Open look for three. Short. Rebounded Laketa. And Shepard out in front of everyone. Easy lay-in. And it's good. 18-2 the score. Quick inbound, and the Dutch come right back at him. Dodick at the top. Eyeballs the defense. Now he'll hand off. Jump shot from the elbow. Good look. In and out. Rebounded Laketa again. Missed shot from Durheim for the Dutch. Now Shepard on the drive, and he takes an extra step. Turnover for
good
the Comets.
He did, too. I don't think he likes the call, but it was the right call. He spun him. You know, Hanover's up 18-2 right now, and we have not seen Spink, and we have not seen McMiller. So.
And the inbound goes to Dodak, bringing it up, starting the offense for the Dutchman. 18-2 our score, 6:02 to go first half. Dalton Boot back into the action. He'll drive on Burke, step back, looking for a shot. Noah feed the block. Nice look. Missed the shot. Dresch. That leads to the run out by Burke and the Comets. double clutch. Missed the shot. Pretty shot by Burke. Rebound to Comets. Feed Laqueta. Drive. Now kick to Harold for three, and he hits. 21-2 now the score here at Ann Arbor Horton High School. 5.5 left in the first half. Step back. Three-pointer. Dredge no good. Tipped. Rebounded Burke. And the Comets looking to press the offense again. Burke will drive right down the lane. Up and up. Misses again. This time rebounded by Sarathakis. And the run out and miss. Once again, Dresch for the Dutch. Zeman brings it back the other way. Pressured. Shrugs it off. Gets into the elbow. Trying to feed Laqueta on the drive. Missed him out of bounds. Nice cut, Laqueta.
Had him open.
I think you wanted the lob.
I think he did.
Looking for the dunk. 21-2 the score once again. Dodak brings it up for the Dutch. Austin Shepard pressuring. And the Comets have not stopped that guard pressure. Trying to feed Boot on the drive. Harold steps out, knocks it away. Last touch, Comets. It'll stay Dutch ball.
Manchester has not gotten very many easy looks in this game.
No. And usually when you say easy looks, you would mean looking at the basket. They haven't been able to look at anything easily tonight. Anything.
Nope.
There's someone in their face. They can't see the floor. And, you know, I wouldn't expect anything less from a Hannibal Horton team than to have that kind of ball pressure and aggression. Dutch ball, Dalton Boot inbounds. There's Dresch looking for some space. Gets to start the Caddis. I've said his name about six different times, different ways. Sarathakis down on the block. Can't hit the shot, but he does get fouled, and he'll go to the stripe 4-2.
Now, you know Thursday night I'm going to be putting you on the spot to give me a prediction on the game Thursday night, Hanover and the your former alumni.
All right.
I'm going to be asking for I'm going to give you a couple days to think about it. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, there's no question about that. We hope. Looking forward to that again. Our next broadcast will be Thursday right here again at Hanover Horton. This time it'll be the Michigan Center Cardinals in the building. A couple of undefeateds in the conference. Well, we'll see the outcome of this one. Sarathakis at the line. Hits the free throw. 21-3 now our score. Laqueta inbounds quickly. Jeffries on the run out for the Comets. Harold open at the wing. Feeds down to the block. No good there. Vincent. Rebound tapped around. Goes back to Vincent. He finishes this time. 23-4. Comets extend the lead. Boot now covered by Vincent. Now on the screen, he switches Laqueta on him. Nice pass, steal there. Tyler Duffin on the runout. Jeffrey is double clutch. Can't score, but he's fouled. And he'll head to the line for two. 4:08 on the clock. 23-4 our score here on the broadcast. Lomar Machine and Tool. Blair's Car Care, American Title Company, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Matt, do you like comics, comic books?
I used to.
You like trading cards?
I do.
Yeah, I knew I'd get you. There's something for everybody at the Collector's Zone.
I've been there before. Is that right next to the Hunt Club?
Yeah.
Been there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I've been there too. You got to go there if you want. And like I said, baseball cards, football cards, basketball.
What's your best card?
The best card
you
I
still
have?
Yeah, you still have cards?
Jeez. I'd have to review it. I haven't reviewed it in a little while, Matt. Drive, nice look. Nice feed. Sarathakis can't hit it. Partially blocked. Nice drive and dish for Manchester, number 21. Toxethal.
I have the entire 82 set, which has Cal Ripken.
Oh,
Cal
nice.
Ripken's rookie. It's the whole. I have the whole 82 set.
Tops.
All right. I also have that Billy Ripken. Remember the Billy Ripken card?
I think I do. We'll have to discuss maybe off the air.
Yeah, we have
why
to.
Why it's notable.
Yep.
24-4 the score. Hannibal Horton Comets in front. 342 to go. Second period. Trapped in the corner. Manchester finds Sarathakis deep. Quick hands to knock it away. That looked like it was going to be a bunny. Instead, he'll have to earn him at the stripe.
Ball, number one, out of
This broadcast, all of our broadcasts available at JacksonESPN.com on the World Wide Web. Check out our Facebook page and like that. You have a chance to win some stuff. Some cool contests throughout the year. Missed the free throw here. And the Comets back on the break. Vincent feeding the block. Nice drop off by Harold. Lefty scoop, no good for Jeffries, and it's rebounded by the Dutch. Poxetal out on the run for the Manchester Dutchman. He'll drop it off to Dresch. Looking for some space. Now he'll attempt to drop it to Boot. Quick hands, Jeffries knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Comets. Boot to inbound now for Manchester. 3:08 on the clock, first half. Poxetal can't handle the pass. It goes in the backcourt. He does recover it. No backcourt violation. Now Poxetal looking for room. Kicks to Boot. Boot from the wing. Crossover. Crossover's back. Knocks loose Vincent. Now he'll run it out for the Comets. Looking to go all the way. No, a pickup. Drops it back. Snyder. Soft little J just inside the free throw line. And that's going to lead to a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break here on the broadcast on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live, Hanover Horton for the Comets. Well in control. This one 26-4 with 2:50 to go here in the half. It's been a struggle on the offensive end for Manchester. They haven't played terribly defensively.
No, they've been actually pretty solid the half court set.
Decent job on the boards.
Yep, they just can't score.
Can't find any room to score. Credit to the Comets defense for a lot of that. Dresch with the ball now, deep wing for Manchester, working around the perimeter. He'll dribble to his left. All the way around. Now it looks to drive. Righty off the glass, no good. Battle for the rebound, last touch, Comets. Manchester getting another shot at it. Yeah, he started on this right wing, drilled it all the way around. Got a pretty good look at it. Tough finish from the angle.
It's like refereeing a youth game. Yeah. You see that a lot of times. They'll dribble from one corner to the other.
And the ball's knocked loose into the backcourt. Manchester lets it go out of bounds. Last touch, Comet. Now the Dutch will inbound. Bounce pass into Dresch. He's looking for the drive. Pull-up jumper on the baseline. And it's short. We'll get contact from Snyder. And that'll lead to free throws for the Dutch. 26-4 is the score so far. 2:21 left to go here in the half. Both teams in the bonus now. And Dresch at the stripe. First free throws up and missed it. Second attempt coming up here. And two bounces, no good. Chance at the rebound there. Flying through the lane was Kelly, and I thought he got pushed. No whistle. Last touch, Dutchman, and it'll be Comet ball. Jeffries, long pass down. Gets to Van Epps. He's the block. Missed shot. Rebound in Manchester. Poxetal working across the top. Now he'll feed the wing and Paul Durheim. A couple dribble drives. Picked it up. And now he'll find Kelly. Kelly looks to drive right away. Knocked loose but recovered by Manchester. Now a feed into the lane. Shot no good. Rebounded nearly. Nice position down there. Burley. And he'll draw the foul.
1-1?
I'm waiting. Yeah. We got the call. Yeah, that's going to be still just a 1-1. Minute 47 to go, first half. And Kyle Spink now enters the fray for the first time tonight. And McMiller up off the bench as well. A couple guys who would normally be in the starting lineup for the Comets. Burley at the line, hits, and he'll get a second free throw.
As they say at the Breslin, he gets the bonus. True story, man.
I believe Have you ever been to a high school game up to the Breslin?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a...
Matter of fact, I went to see this Comets team at the Breslin Center last year. Spink with the rebound. Feeds it down on the break to Van Kampen. Nearly knocked away. Last touch, Dutch. It'll be Comet ball. Spink to inbound. Finds McMiller. Miller tries to cross over Ponsatel. Knocked away. Looks like they maybe bumped heads a little bit. Now we'll get Snyder with the ball on the wing. McMiller now in the block. Power dribble loses it. Blocked on the first attempt. Second attempt, a little stronger, and he gets it to go. Looking for the steal on the inbound. Can't quite get it. The Dutch working against some pressure here. And the defense falls back. Dreschel dribbled over the midline with 1:14 on the clock. 28-5, the Dutch trail. Dresch looking for some space. Gets a screen for Burley. Picked up by McMiller. Out to the top. Durheim. He'll dribble into the elbow. Looking to kick out. Ponsatel jump shot from the baseline. No good. He gets his own rebound. But he's whistled. Stepped out of bounds.
The Manchester's hustling. They're all man in this game. But, you know, like we talked about, they're playing hard at the defensive end, and they're being scrappy. Going after loose balls.
They made it tough on McMiller, but he fortunately had enough toughness on that last one to get the bucket.
There's no excuse to not play hard. And that's what, you know, Manchester's playing hard.
Comets turn it over here, and it's back to Manchester. Burley to inbound. Gets it to Durheim. Now he'll get the break going here for Manchester. Comets make it back. Ponsatel at the top picks up his dribble. It's Kelly on the elbow. Jump shot from the free throw line, blocked by Snyder, and the Comets look to break. Nice drive.
Carried the ball.
Whistle for the carry. Yavion McCann, the turnover. Matt, that was right in the pillar. The pillar in front of me blocked that play. Did he just kind of bounce it too high and lose it? Or?
Trust me on it. He carried the ball. If you didn't see it,
I trust
got
you.
It rolled in his hand, yep. That a foul?
Need a little contact on the other end. Dresch will go to the stripe. And that's 10, so he'll shoot two. 10 team fouls on the Comets. Leading 28-5. Dresch for Manchester at the stripe. 20.3 on the clock in the half. Free throw is just a little long.
Manchester could be helping themselves a little bit, but they're struggling from the free throw line right now.
Dresch got the second chance here. That one's through. Beautifully done. Snyder quick inbound from the Comets are back on the attack. McMiller crossover dribble into the lane. Lefty finish. Pretty drive there for McMiller. Dresch gets ahead of everybody here for the Dutch. And loses it high glass. Gets his own rebound. Can't finish that. Kyle Spink rebounds for the Comets. It's McMiller. Heave three. Three quarters court. No good. At the half, 30-6. Our score here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Matt, the Dutch just couldn't get anything going on the offensive end.
Well, they got one field goal. And I think that says it. they had zero field goals in the second quarter. They were 1-for-7 in the first quarter. 0-for-something. We'll find out from our statistician here in a little bit. But, you know, they're just outmanned. This is a, you know, in Hanover, to be honest with you, I think kind of a sloppy performance by them. They're up 36, and, you know, I think they're probably looking ahead to Thursday a little bit.
Maybe so. We're looking ahead to the second half. Right now, we'll take a 4-minute break on the halftime for our fine sponsors here on ESPN 101.9. 30-6 is the score. Hanover Horton Comets for Manchester Flying Dutchman on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM Jackson Sports Authority.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live. Hanover Horton High School at the half. 30-6 is our score. Comets in front of the Dutch. And, Matt, we got a little bit of expanded statistical information tonight, didn't we?
We did. We got got the Hanover Stat Keeper up here, and he hooked us up. It's a nice little stat program, too.
Yeah, nice little viewpoint for them to collect stats up here from the...
He says that as soon as he hits sync, Coach Mortimer actually has the stats on his iPad in the locker room, so it's through the Wi-Fi. It's technology, baby. Technology.
Gotta love it. Why don't we get those numbers from you? Who's looking good tonight?
Well,
so far?
Preston Lachetta led Hanover. He's got 7 points, and he had the first seven of the game. Finished the first half with 7, 6 rebounds. Harold had 5 points and 4 rebounds. Let's see here. Austin Shepard had 2 points, but he had 3 assists. Snyder had 6. McMiller came off the bench late and had 4. Vincent, 2. Jeffries had 4. Pretty much it for it. That's it for Hanover Horton. They shot 12 out of 25 in the field in the first half. So that's
pretty good.
About 48%. Manchester, on the other hand, as we talked about, 1 field goal in the first half. They're 1 for 19 from the floor. That's a 5%. And 4 for 9 from the free throw line. They have 2 guys with 2 points, Boot and Sarathakis. Did I get that right? I mean,
I like it.
Got it. That's close enough. And then Burley and Dreschi's with 1. So, you know, Manchester's—they're outmanned in this game, but they're playing hard. I mean, we could, you know, I think defensively they're scrappy. They're getting some rebounds. They're altering some shots. They got some good size. But when you start a lineup that's, you got a sophomore and 2 freshmen against a veteran perennial power like Hanover Horton,
it's tough.
It's tough, and that's exactly what it is.
So, again, yeah, I think that they played pretty well on the defense to hold this lineup down to 30 points. They just haven't been able to get anything started on the offensive end. I'm sure they'll make a few adjustments, come out and look a little better on the offensive side. We'll see if they have enough to cut into this 30-6 advantage that they face. Disadvantage for the Dutch here on the half on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. We're just a couple minutes away from getting action back underway. We'll take a 2-minute break here on the halftime for Procare Automotive, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Alloy Steel and Alloy Metals Outlet, County National Bank, on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
And there's the buzzer. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman ready to start second half action from Hanover Horton High School. The Comets hold a 30-6 lead over the Manchester Dutchmen. They come out of the halftime with the starting lineup. Manchester also has their original 5 back on the floor. And it'll be Dutch ball to start the half. Paul Durnheim will inbound. Oh, we're looking at a little issue with the time clock. There we go. We get the reset. 8 minutes up. And we are ready to go. Durheim inbounds. Dalton Boot right near the midline. Working against Shepard. Drives right down the paint. Lefty shot. No good. Nice look for Boot. Can't finish. Lachetta on the rebound in the outlet.
That was a great outlet. That was a great outlet pass.
Yeah. Great outlet pass. Nice feed. It looks like Brennan Burke on the finish. Ultimately, but a nice feed by Lachetta, grabbing the rebound immediately, looking up the floor, and he kind of did that.
That was all Lachetta right there. He doesn't get credit for the assist on that, but he would in hockey.
He pulls down this rebound, too. And feeding out. There's Shepard on the run out. Shot goes up. We get a blocking foul against the big guy, Sarathakis.
That's close. I think he leaned just a hair.
I think we ended up with the same pronunciation that the PA announcer came up with for Sarathakis.
Well, I mean, an experienced broadcaster like yourself, you don't make mistakes like that.
Nah, no.
You know the pronunciations. I mean, I'm sure you probably called Manchester school today. And
well, you know, I'm a linguistics enthusiast, Matt. Shepard hits the first, misses on the second. Burke able to chase down the long rebound. throw into Brett Horton.
I don't think I've ever met a linguistics enthusiast.
Well, there aren't a ton of us.
Actually, I have a brother that's a linguistics enthusiast. He's a speech pathology professor at Central Michigan, so I do have linguistics.
Yes. Laketa misses the jumper from the elbow. Rebounded Dutch, and we're back on the Manchester offensive attack. Dalton Boot at the top. Picks up the dribble. Pressure comes from Shepard.
5 seconds.
Knocked loose, and now he gets the dribble back. Dalton Boot on the drive. Ton of pressure on the drive there. He'll get a little too physical, and Boot will draw the foul. And they're going to give that whistle to Shepard for Hannibal Horton. And that'll be inbound to Zerheim. Gets into Kelly. Kelly looks to drive. Shepard, double team, knocks it loose. Kelly able to recover, but much deeper than where he got the original position. Working against Laketa, he picks up the dribble. Laketa on the pressure on the wing. Finds Boot at the top, and now Shepard again. Very aggressive, and he's going to get whistled for another foul.
It's four fouls.
Shepard will go to the bench. Jeffries enters the fray. Gets into Burley. He'll drive. Got caught a little bit behind the bucket on the shot. Rebounded Laketa. Work on the breaks. Looking to Jeffries. Jeffries kicks to Laketa. Open look for three. And long. Rebounded Burke in the paint. Put back up. Blocked. Kelly with the block.
And no, they didn't score on that. But I tell you, that was a pretty break right there. You know, Laketa got that rebound through a beautiful outlet pass. And then he took off up the floor and trailed that. And when you got a 6'5 kid like Laketa who could stroke it from the outside, he just went to the spot on the three-point line. They didn't have any layup opportunities, and they kicked it to him and had a good look. Didn't knock it down, but it was a good break.
Now Kelly with the three-point attempt for Manchester. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds to be Comets ball. It's one of the few pretty open looks that they've had tonight, and I think I almost feel like he was surprised to be that open. Comets with the ball. Six minutes to go third quarter. 33-6 is our score. Burke on the drive. Pull-up jumper from the elbow. Short. Burke finds his own rebound. Now they get a kick to Jeffries on the wing. His three is no good. Rebounded. That was Dresch. And he'll get the Boot for the break. Crossover dribble into the lane. Boot looks for the shot. Blocked. And they can get a last touch. Comets. Manchester ball. Brutal inbound. And he'll kick in the long inbound to Burley. Burley gets a screen. Loses his footing. Taps it to Boot. Behind the arc. Long three. Nothing to net. Dalton Boot. 33-9. A Boot three-pointer. And now a near steal by Boot.
I'm not sure the last field goal by Manchester. It's been a while.
It was the first field goal. It was the last field goal, and that was also Dalton Boot.
Yes.
I do believe.
He does have both field goals. They got it. I think they got it about 4 minutes in, so they just went a long time without a field goal. Nice shot, though. And nice. Enter McMillan and Spink for the Comets.
Spink on the baseline of the ball.
They're going to try to get a little. They're going to try to get their. Probably they're more of the closer to their starting lineup right here. They'll see.
Rebounded by Manchester on the missed shot. Boot on the run out. Looks to scoop. Can't score it. Rebounded Laketa. Out to a breaking Spink. Now to find Jeffries.
Nice up there.
Couple of up fakes. Yep. And he'll draw a foul. Burley down on the block. Jeffries goes to the stripe shooting two.
Nice up fake right there.
And again, pretty well-executed break, and Laketa keeps triggering those, and he's got guys out and running, and he finds them. And there's Jeffries with a free throw. 34-9 is our score. 4:50 left to go third quarter. Jeffries hits a pair. Now a little full-court pressure by the Comets. McMillan drops back and will pick up Dresch as he crosses the midline. Dresch will drive right hand all the way to the rim, scoop and score.
There's another Manchester field goal, 35-11 now the count.
Yeah, some lapses on defense by Hanover here in this second half a little bit.
McMillan
had the ball three times where Manchester's got to the rim really pretty much uncontested.
McMillan on the drive on the other end. This is the lefty scoop and then taps the rebound out of bounds. Manchester ball. Chance to cut into the lead. Paul Durheim dribbling up. Gets trapped. He'll get it out to Dalton Booth. Booth puts the ball on the floor. Looking to drive. Now he'll back it back out. Laketta on the switch. Dresch back at the top for Manchester. Trying to feed the block and Kelly. And it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch comments. Durheim takes it out on the side. Gets the ball inbounded to Boot. Jeffrey's pressuring. Boot takes off left-handed dribble. Now he crosses over, looking to drive, knocked away. Kelly picks it up. Excuse me, Dresch has it. Thinking about a three. Now he feeds to Durheim. Will dribble into the elbow and kick to Burley. Burley drops off to Dresch on the wing, and he'll drive lefty down the baseline. Jump shot goes offside backboard. Rebounded Laketta. On the run out, McMillan. Behind the back dribble, feeds Kyle Speak on the block. A little showtime for McMillan on the behind the back dribble, and then bullet pass down to Speak on the block. Easy finish.
Yeah, that's what I thought he carried the ball.
Trash on the drive. Getting contact, no whistle. It goes out of bounds. Definitely wanted the whistle on the drive. 3.5 to go, third period, 37-11.
Coach Mortimer's over there. It's like I'm reading his lips over there. He's going, what are you doing? That dribble, what are you doing? Just make the simple pass.
Burke on the wing to Jeffries at the top. Wide open three, no good. Rebound battle. Taps to Burley, and the Dutchman will go on the break. Ooh. Dribble drive, crossover, splits two defenders. Down to the block. Now he doesn't have numbers. He'll dribble out. Now a nice feed to Kelly in the paint. Off the glass. Manchester, a little activity on the offensive end, 37-13 the score. And now, quick hands by the Manchester defense. We'll get a tie-up. Possession arrow goes to Hanover. But again, Manchester feeling a little bit of momentum here. I always seen that a couple times, too, on the season, where a team will go in the locker room with a double-digit lead and come out, and it's tough to find some edge.
It is. It's hard to get motivated in this game. And they're looking ahead. They're looking ahead to Thursday. Spink's going to go to the line.
Spink takes it down on a low block on the inbound, gets some contact. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 37-13 on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, WIBM Jackson. Online around the world at JacksonESPN.com. First free throw is good. 38-13 is our score. After something that amounts to about an 18-minute scoreless streak, or streak without a field goal for Manchester, they've come through with quite a few here in the third. Dresch dribbles it up for the Comets, trailing 39-13. Looking for Kelly. Schneider tries to get the steal. And Kelly gets tripped up. That'll be a whistle against the Comets. That's three against Snyder. We saw that Shepard has four fouls for the Comets. Kelly on the drive. Gets all the way down to the block. Knocked away, though. Loose ball goes to the Comets. McMillan running the break. And now he'll work against Durheim. Nice feed to Kyle Spink on the block. Can't handle the pass. It goes loose, recovered, and fed to Spink back in the paint. Misses the jump hook, rebounded by Manchester. Dresch driving, loses the ball, and it's back the other way with McMillan running the break. Gets up in the air. Boot goes for the block. A lot of contact. McMillan goes to the floor, but he pops back up, and he'll head to the stripe, shooting two. 2:12 on the clock here in the third. Got a couple of nice passes for McMillan on the break, finding Kyle Spink. You can kind of see some chemistry on those two.
There's no question. He's got some game. Played at Jackson High last year.
You remember him?
Played well. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep, I remember him.
Got a good range on the jumper. He's dangerous behind the arc. But he will get into the paint and score. He hits a free throw there and splits the pair. 40-13 is our score. 2:12 left on our game clock. Our third quarter game clock. Stall and boot behind the back dribble. Knocked away. Jeffries recovers and a little hip check from Dalton Boot. And Boot will take a breather. We'll get a substitution. Tonksatal back into the game for Manchester. And they go into a zone defense here.
2-3.
McMiller, long three-point attempt. In and out. Rebounded Spink. Tip no good. Ball taps all the way back out to McMiller. Thinks about putting up the three-pointer again. Instead, he'll dribble back. Crossover into the lane. Up and under scoop. Lefty finish is good. Double clutch on the layup for McMiller. Tonksatal gets into the paint.
Dunk.
Shot blocked. Out to Kyle Spink on the break.
Yeah.
Loses his footing. McMiller's there to recover. Prediction of the dunk, and I think that's exactly what he was trying to do.
I think he was thinking dunk right there.
Boeheim finds a wide open Dodak for three. No good. And the loose ball comes to the Comets in a break. I don't know why he passed that, man. He went a quarter way into the bucket looking for McMiller on the cut. Tyler Dufferin. Results in a Comets turnover on the break. And it'll be Manchester ball. 101 left to go here in the third quarter. Tuesday night on ESPN 101.9 FM. Join us again Thursday night. We'll be back here at Hanover Horton. The Michigan Center Cardinals in town. Clash at the top of the Cascades Conference. Both teams undefeated in the league. A lot of pressure still on the ball from the Comets. In the game now for Manchester, Devin Witt trying to find some space. Shot goes up. Offensive rebound, and we're going to travel. Joining us, Jacob Dodak. Turn it over, Manchester ball. Jared Van Kampen on the inbound to Tyler Duffer. Duffer feeds the wing.
I don't see Coach Gaddy and Coach Haynes. They must have headed out.
Seen enough.
Probably listening to the game on the way home right now.
I gotta imagine. And there's a long three-point attempt from Seth Vincent. No good. Missed everything. 12.8 seconds to go, third quarter. 44-13 is the score. Comets all over the Dutch here. Final 12 and a half seconds plus of this one. Lob pass inbound to Snyder in the paint. Misses the shot. Witt with the rebound, and he'll start the break for Manchester. All the way down to the wing. Now a long three. Just short. Tonksatal. Snyder rebounds, and the time runs out on the quarter. 44-13 our score. 1 minute break on ESPN 101.9 FM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back underway here at Hanover Horton High School, Manchester with possession, and they will turn it over out of bounds. Comets will get it back. The final period of the game, 44-13, Hanover Horton in front. Seaboro Matt Lehman come to you live with game coverage tonight. Laketa open for three. He'll drive the baseline instead. Zeman tries to feed the paint. Ball's knocked away. Nobody wants it, apparently. They're all diving for it, but no one can come up with it. And we'll end up with a jump ball here. Possession arrow goes back to Hanover.
It's like, Fumbalaya, Fumbaruski.
I just wanted to hear that Benny Hill theme song playing.
No kidding. A Benny Hill reference. I love it, man. That was classic TV right there.
I'll
tell you, I'd come home and watch that game, watch that show at night.
I could picture that.
Ugh. That dude was funny.
Run break at the top to Shepard back in the game. Feeds It's Harrell down in the block. And this is the shot. Gets his own rebound. But he brought it back down where Witt could get at it.
I think I'm gonna go see if I can find Benny Hill on Netflix. It got to be out there.
Oh, that's somewhere.
It got to. It's probably not as funny as. It's probably not as.
Still
funny.
Is.
Yeah, you think so?
I just watched a clip the other day.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna hold you to that.
Zinga gets to Laketta in the paint. Shots up and good. Preston Laketta having himself a night. 96-13. Manchester on the attack. Dresch looking for space. Dribbles left. Step back. Three-pointer off the glass. No good. Rebound comes to Pinsatal. And the finger roll won't go. Battle for the rebound, and we're going to get a whistle. And it's going to go against Harrell for the Comets. Just the 15 foul for Hannibal Horton. No, make that four. Even better. Inbound goes to Dresch, dribbles into the paint, knocked away. Zeman's got it, looking for Burke on the runout. Nice pass and finish. Burke on the fifth break. 48-13.
It's a hustle score. Play right
35
there.
35 to go in the contest. Dresch drives, pass across the lane, and is stolen. Laketta comes up with it, and of course, he run out.
Another Laketta outlet pass.
Preston Laketta. Looking more like Tom Brady on the floor tonight with those long downfield passes.
Those are Bill Laimbeer outlet passes right there, buddy.
Went looking for the three-point shot. Loses it on the way up. Comets come up with the loose ball, and on the break can't quite get it together. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Manchester possession. That's a Bill Laimbeer-esque.
Bill Laimbeer-esque.
That's a lofty comparison. That's not a bad comparison for Laketta. Laketta's a little smoother than Bill.
Oh. Bill can step out, though.
But he had that range, for sure.
I could not, I hate to say this, but I could not stand the Pistons.
Oh, man.
I was a Bull fan, big time.
All right. Well, then understandable why you wouldn't stand the Pistons.
Oh.
Dresch with the three-pointer for Manchester. Missed. Rebounded. Strong rebound by the big guy. Sarathakis. 6'7", 210, junior for Manchester. And he's fouled on the putback attempt. Misses the shot, but he'll go to the line shooting two. 50-13 is our score. With 5:52 to go in the contest. Tartakis at the stripe. And he hits. Tartakis will have another shot at putting some points in the book. Three dribbles. Shot's good. Nothing but net on that free throw. 50-15 is the score. Brennan Burke giving the offense trigger for the Comets. Shepard thinks about a three. Instead, beats Harrell on the baseline jumper. No good. Zeman soars in there on the back of Dresch. He's whistled for the foul. Zeman's fourth foul. 5:40 to go. Dodak will bring it up for the Manchester Flying Dutchman. Austin Shepard picks him up just over the midline. He gets a screen. Dodak now at the top looking for Dresch. Dresch looks to drive. He'll dribble back out now. Zeman checks him. And Brennan Burke steals the pass. Out to Preston Laketta on the break. And a smooth up and under. Laketta finishes 52-15. The score. Timeout comes from the Comets bench.
Get some subs in.
We'll take a 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman back in action here at Hannibal Horton. 52-15 the score, 5:08 in the game. Dodak facing some pressure out there from Tyler Dufferin. Handles it, gets it away to Dresch. Dresch will dribble back to the top. He's chased out there by Kyle Spink. And get a 5-second call against Dresch. 52-15. And the Comets will get the ball back on the floor right now. Hannibal Horton, Kyle Spink, Jay McMiller. We've got Seth Vincent, Tyler Dufferin. And it gets down to Gunnar Snyder on the block. Turnaround jump hook, takes a bounce, and falls through.
It's a little friendly roll.
54-15. Dodak brings it over the midline for the Dutch.
We're a point away from a running clock.
Ball at the top there. Paul Durheim. Now Dodak long three from the baseline. No good. McMiller tries to feed a streaking Seth Vincent. Can't really on the pass out of bounds. Manchester ball. 4:16 to go in the game. Dresch on the drive. Knocked loose. He gets it back on the loose ball. And in deep, can't quite finish. Rebounded Vincent. Just steps just inside the arc. Pull-up jumper, no good. McMiller tries for the rebound. Sarathakis gets it instead. Looks like he got hit in the nose on a swipe by McMiller. No whistle. Dodak runs it out on the offense for the Dutch.
No blood, no foul.
Dresch on the wing. Looking for space. Gets the screen from Sarathakis. Looking for him on the roll. Nothing there. Now we'll feed him at the high post. Sarathakis across the middle. Blocked. Kyle Spink. McMiller comes away with a loose ball. Gets the break going for the Comets. Behind the back. Pull up. Three-pointer. Long. Long rebound. Long rebound picked up there. And Gunnar Snyder cutting down the lane on the feed from Duffer and can't score it, but he does draw the foul. And he'll go to the stripe. 54-15, 3:22 to go on the game. Able Heating and Cooling, Jim Winter Auto, Lafayette Realty tonight. And Snyder hits the first. And with that, the clock will take action and continue to run. Snyder misses the free throw, rebounded McMiller. Find some space, block.
Jump ball.
Look at the jump ball. Nice job by Kelly. Timed his jump just right. Gets the block and the tie-up. Under 3 minutes now to go in the game. 55-15, a 40-point Comet advantage. Dodak working against the pressure. Snyder comes out to meet Kelly near the midline. Dodak now feeds Durheim at the wing. Gets a screen. Oh, nice look to Kelly at the elbow, and he hits the J. 55-17 is our score. Another timeout. Keep it here on the timeout. Seaboyle, Matt Lehman, if you're just joining us. 55-17 with 2:38 on the clock here at Hanover Horton High School. Comets in front of the Manchester Flying Dutchman.
Highly anticipated game on Thursday, big guy.
I'm happy.
Just kind of thinking in the back of my mind right now. It's going to be interesting. You know, I don't think we've seen Hanover starting lineup at all together tonight. Maybe just a little bit, but not much. I see some Michigan Center.
Connor Pelham. Sideline here.
I like that guy. Yeah, I was talking to Mortimer before the game about him, and he likes him too. He's one of you know, he referred to him. He's my kind of player.
Pelham had a really nice game against Hanover Horton last year when they went to that double overtime game late in the year.
Well, he's a possession gainer kind of player. He just hustles and
here. Jeffrey's on the give and go. Nice. Dropped off to Harold. It's not Harold. That's Van Campen on the finish for Hanover Horton. 57-17 is the score. 2:19 to go. Dodak to Dresch. Trying to drop it down there to Austin Wilson. Couldn't do it now in the break. And the Comets will score it up. It's Louis Jeffries on the score. Dodak back at it for Manchester, trailing 59-17. Under 2 minutes now in the game. Dodak picks up the dribble, knocked loose by McCann. Now Dodak will drive baseline. Underhand lefty.
Scoop.
To roll. Scores it.
Scoops and scores.
59-19 the count. 1:38 on the clock. Louis Jeffries feeding to Hunter Zeman on the block. Dribbles into the trees. And gets whistled for the travel on the pivot. little extra step for Zeman. And Zeman goes about, what do they have him listed at? 5'10". I think that's probably generous. He dribbled down in with those 6-foot-plus guys that Manchester has down in the paint. Nice drive and a dish. Jump shot, no good. Short rebound to Dresch. Durheim on the drive. Jeffed off the feed to Austin Wilson. Wilson missed the shot. Dresch was there for the rebound. Oh, 59-19 our score.
Pick anything inside of 2 minutes. They stop the clock on.
Score for the Dutch up to 20. Cut the lead down to 39. Dresch knocks down the pair calmly. Inbound to Louis Jeffries for the Comets. Under a minute to go in the game now. Jeffries crossover on Dodak. Kick out to Zeman. Open look for three. Short. Gets his own rebound. Saves it to Van Kampen. Harold drives, now looking to Zeman on the block. Nice feed down to an open Van Kampen. Can't quite finish down low, but he'll save it in. And Harold down to Zeman, back in the paint. Good look from the baseline for Van Kampen. No good. Rebound to Jeffries. Up to McCann. He'll drive. Elbow jumper. Short. And last touch. Comets out of bounds. And the clock will keep running, and we're under 13, 12. 11, 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, stolen Zeman, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's your game, 59-21, our final score. Hannibal Horton Comets all over the Manchester Flying Dutchman on a Tuesday night here on ESPN 101.9 FM 1450 AM with Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Quick 3-minute break here. We'll come back and get you some numbers and a player of the game. And let's talk a little bit about Thursday's matchup on ESPN 101.9 FM 1450 AM Jackson Sports Authority.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM 1450 AM Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Wrapping things up here from Hannibal Horton High School, where the Comets are 59-21 winners tonight behind an impressive performance from our player of the game, Preston Laketta.
Preston Laketta, 11 points, 11 rebounds, double-double. And really, he got him off and going. He had the first seven of the game. And then he didn't play much the rest of the way, you know, sparingly. And really what he did was, especially the second half, he rebounded and really keyed their fast break with just some great outlet passes. Though.
Yeah, I mean, you could have filmed this game and shown that video for a while on how to throw an outlet pass. Instructional video on the outlet pass tonight from Preston Laketta, player of the game on the broadcast.